Larry, today events are organized everywhere to celebrate the legacy of a man of peace, yet the People's Organization for Progress and others are here in the frigid weather continuing to protest for jobs and justice. Is there a right way for people to honor Dr. King?
Well, I think whatever manner is best for folks to continue the struggle for freedom, justice, equality, and peace. Everybody doesn't have to do the same thing, but I think it's important to be cognizant of the fact that Dr. King was working for racial justice and racial equality, which still remains elusive in the United States. He was also working for an end to poverty, and in fact, poverty has grown in the United States. He was also working for an end to war, and right now we're in like three different countries making war. So the important goals for which Dr. King was striving still exist today. So I think the best way to celebrate Dr. King is to continue to work on those issues.
The People Organization for Progress, I understand, will be conducting a voters registration. Is this a new direction for POP?
It's a greater emphasis on economic issues. Historically, the People's Organization for Progress has focused on the issue of jobs, but this is the first time that we've engaged in a daily campaign of protests that will continue for more than a year. We started on June the 27th, and we plan to continue this to July 15th. That would be 381 days. That was the length of the Montgomery bus boycott.
So after 203 days of straight protest here in the city of Newark, and I'm sure the spirit of Dr. King will be with you on this march today, what are your thoughts for the campaign so far and what do you hope to achieve in the near future?
Well, I think the campaign has been effective so far in terms of raising the level of awareness of the depth of the problem of unemployment and underemployment in our community. We've also significantly increased our support. When we started this, we were almost alone, and now the campaign has been endorsed by 155 different organizations. And there's a high level of recognition in the streets, too. You know, people...
I can hear that.
You're right. People blow their horn. I think it's moving in the right direction. We still have a long way to go.
Thank you very much, Larry, and have a great march.
Thank you, Fred.